around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, well, Craig and that music tells us it's time to go. The clock says it's just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. The calendar says it is Saturday, April 12th, 2025. Here we are once again, everyone, from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. Off we go, talking everything and anything in the world of travel. All right, I am going to start us off today. I have this here. I just find this kind of funny. I mean, we'll see whether everybody else does. Start us off with a question. And Mary, Rudy, Bobby, I'd love for you to jump in on this as well. So, and this is, I guess, the TikTok craze or something's going on out there. And I am the last person you're going to find is the TikTok person. But anyway, so there's this discussion circulating on the internet about a ritual that people do before flying. And someone shared it with me and it made me laugh. So we'll see if it makes everybody else laugh or at least scratch your head. I don't do this per se, but I do have my own thing that I do when boarding a plane. The ritual that I'm talking about, maybe some of you across the country have seen it right now, is when you're boarding a plane, do you kiss your fingers and tap them on the logo of the plane on the fuselage or tap the side of the plane in some way? So, Mary, Rudy, Bobby, do you do this?
No. Hard no.
I do not, but a lot of people do. I know a lot of people have to touch the side of the plane as they're getting on.
No, I just say a prayer.
Well, all right, Bobby, I thought of you. All right, because this all has to do with aerophobia, which is the fear of flying on airplanes. Now, I do tend to touch the side of the plane before I board it, okay? But I never really gave any thought that it being a ritual. I do not kiss my fingers, you know, as a way to, you know, kiss the plane. But
this would be news to me if you did.
Well, what I do is I always look for the metal data plates in the door jamb of the plane when I'm boarding, you know, because it tells me when the plane was manufactured and where. That's something I've always done.
Yeah.
You know, frankly, Mary, in all the years that we've been married, I don't think this is something we've ever discussed. And since, you know, you board most of the time before me, I don't even know if you know I do this. But, you know, maybe you do because you are all knowing.
Yeah, well, I believe this has come up during the 30 years of our marriage and flying together. I do. But you touched the plane? I didn't know
plane. You know what? But I don't.
I know you look for the date.
You know
and
what
the
it is? I don't tap it for a ritual. I just kind of. I don't know.
You're just curious.
Yeah, I do. You know, it's like sometimes I feel the thickness of the sheet metal, whatever it is. When we went to some of the 787, where we go to the composite material, I've kind of knocked on it a little bit. But anyway, I always look for that data plate. I just thought it was kind of funny.
It's interesting. I think pilots have rituals. I've read about that. A lot of pilots, when they're walking around their planes, they have different rituals.
This goes back again to aerophobia. And, you know, what struck me is, you know,
which I have, by the way.
Well, it's common fear. Now, one thing that you do, that I will say is, before we take off, sign of the cross.
Yeah, that's my ritual.
Yeah.
And I say a prayer. I have a ritual.
Yeah.
But I don't even think about the plane craft that I'm getting onto. I wouldn't think to look. I wouldn't think to touch the plane.
According to the Cleveland Clinic, more than 25 million Americans, aerophobia is a common fear. Now, Bobby, you pray all the time, just in general. I know you've gotten better. And actually, the best thing that ever happened to you was flying on the charter flights with the Cowboys because, you know, you have to fly and you I would say you're not as fearful as you once were.
Yeah, that's probably fair. I'd say so. Now, when I'm walking onto the plane, I don't have time to even think of that because, again, my aerophobia also extends to, I feel like standing on this mobile walkway thing, this is just going to fall. And so that I'm just too distracted by that and making sure that it's sturdy before I walk onto the plane.
Yeah, those jetways.
I'm too busy looking at my boarding pass to double check where my seat is and to make sure I know exactly. Well, so I'm smoothly getting on. And just like last week when we did our preferred travel panel, it takes 8 seconds to put a bag in the overhead. I want to be quick and fast.
Yeah,
that's
what
I'm focused
Taylor
on.
Had that said. All right. Well, Bobby, by the way, I also saw just on a separate note that it is the American Rodeo Championship weekend there in the Dallas area, Arlington to be specific, at Globe Life Field. They kicked the Rangers out for it. But yeah, I was surprised to learn there's like $2.6 million in prize money to be won. So are you noticing a lot, far more cowboys and cowgirls in town for this event?
We actually, at our station here in Dallas, our sports station, they actually came in and were guests this week. They actually roped one of our hosts. So that's how I noticed them and knew they were here. But yeah, it's getting a lot of attention down here.
Well, I think that's a big event. I mean, for 2.6 million, Mary. I mean, that's not bad. Get down there, you know,
I'd like to see the
cattle.
So we're watching Yellowstone for the first time. We're late to the Yellowstone party, and we're watching. I love the barrel racing. So I'd like to see that in person.
We're basically
at a radio
almost
someday.
Into season five now.
Yeah.
So we'll be
the barrel there. Racing looks like fun.
All right. Where do you want to go, Mary?
Well, so I actually have a couple of things, but I'm going to just go ahead and bring up Real ID again, because we were watching a couple of different news shows this morning, and there's a lot of pontification going on out there and some misinformation, I think. You know, people were complaining, oh, it's a privacy issue. So the Real ID. So first of all, there are no privacy issues with the Real ID license. All it means is you go to DMV, you have to submit, you know, proof of residence. You have to submit a few extra documents. There's no chip in the Real ID card. There is an RFID, a radio frequency chip, in the enhanced ID if you want to pay extra and get an enhanced ID, but you can only do that in 5 states. Those are 5 border states for Canada, because those enhanced IDs allow you to also get into Canada without a passport, and Mexico, I believe. So there's just misinformation. So you do need an enhanced, you need a Real ID driver's license to board a domestic plane starting on May 7th, but you don't have to worry about chips in those licenses.
All right, so you got
misinformation.
That. You got that
I
your
really
chest.
Felt the need to get that off my chest this morning.
All
yes.
Right, well,
so, and then I also want to remind everybody, thank you as always for voting in our polls. We need some more of you to go vote so we can talk about these. Go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. What makes you most uncomfortable on a plane is the first question. Tapping it is not one of the choices. Second question, what makes you most uncomfortable at a hotel or a resort?
Okay. So vote rmworldtravel.com, folks, if you're new to the show. Rudy, what do you got up there for news in St. Paul, Minnesota today?
Well, I don't know if we talked about this last week or not, but United is starting a couple new flights to Asia. One is to Bangkok, and they're sort of billing, at least the news stories I'm reading, they're billing it as a flight to White Lotus Land. This passion for White Lotus, I've just started watching the third. I never watched the second season, but I just started watching the third one because I know that island, Koh Samui, where it's being shot on. So, you know, I want to watch it for that reason. But people seem to just love that series. And,
well, it did, from Maui to Sicily to Thailand. I mean, they're just moving around. So,
They are. And, you know, it's like there's a hangover like of a year and a half after the show of much more tourism.
Yeah, I've seen that in a lot of the trades. Well, interesting. So they're adding flights on that. Speaking of adding just flights, I mean, you know, so one of the things that I would say is not a great thing when you fly is if you're connecting and you're coming back to the U.S. or something, you know how you have to get your luggage and then you have to recheck it and so forth.
Right.
American Airlines, you know, I certainly knock them for being a transactional airline, and they have become that. But, I mean, in the act of being fair, this week they announced something I think will be good benefit travelers. It's a partnership with the U.S. Customs and Borders Protection. It's going to allow travelers to skip baggage rechecking when connecting on international flights. So you arrive in the U.S.,
yes.
Certain international airports, you can go right through CBP passport control, head directly to TSA security. No need to claim and recheck your bags. They're starting right now Sydney to Los Angeles, LAX, but they're adding other airports. I know London, Heathrow, and Dallas, and they're going to – so this is on American right now. And then the other thing, I know we talked about it, Mary, just here in the New York area, Phantom of the Opera looks like it's returning, but they're going to call it Masquerade, and it's going to be on West 57th Street in Lee's Old Art Shop. So I don't know what's going to have more to come on that. They're saying maybe early July it's going to open. So
what's coming up? Cats coming back?
I guess exactly right. So we'll see.
You know. I hope not.
All right. Well, up next, we're headed to Orlando next month for the big Let's Go America Tour Orlando. So we thought we'd check in with Robert Niles of Theme Park Insider. We're going to do that next. 90% of the show is still ahead.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Moms are always on the go, juggling work, family, and everything in between. This Mother's Day, treat her to Raycon's Everyday Earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry. She deserves a moment to relax, recharge, and enjoy her favorite music, podcasts, and calls in crystal clear sound. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity, and they're just half the price of other premium brands. Right now, get up to 20% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Robert here. What do you have planned for this August? Well, why not come join Mary and me in Alaska for the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan Cruise? Book before the end of this month and enhance your trip with sweet upgrades and ship credits. Now, you can choose from the 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th. Get all the information to book your travels with us and come cruise with Seabourn at rmworldtravel.com. Click at the link at the top of our homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise.
The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast. Do you have unfiled tax returns? Can't pay the IRS? Well, the IRS is more aggressive than ever, and the longer you wait, the worse it gets. Get ahead of this with the experts at Tax Network USA. In fact, Tax Network USA has a preferred direct line to the IRS, so they know which agents to deal with and which to avoid. But you need to move fast with April 15th coming. This is a free service, and it's 100% confidential. Visit tnusa.com/carry or call 800-958-1000 or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Back indeed. As we now move into the B block, the theme park sector of travel is going to get some attention from us these next 10 minutes. But first, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Helping millions of travelers prepare for the unexpected, including so many in this audience across the country, they provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance, so whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, an international or a domestic trip, travel safe, travel smart, and travel like we do with a plan from TravelGuard.com/carry.
You know, packing a TravelGuard travel insurance plan, it equates to successful travel. It safeguards you against many unknowns that can create issues, including lost or delayed baggage, trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, translation services, prescription replacement. You could have roadside assistance, passport or ticket replacement, medical expenses and evacuations, work-related cancellations, and a lot more. Go get the customized coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry before you travel, folks, or find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, from spring break to the upcoming summer travel season, the theme parks are hoping for a record-breaking year. On this show, Robert Niles is our go-to for all things theme parks. He's back today and waiting for us on that show hotline, and since we want to get right into the conversation, I'm going to leave it right there.
Maximizing our time, Mary. I love it. Robert, well, your name has been brought up a lot lately around our office. How are you? Welcome back.
I am doing well. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Great to have you aboard with us once again. So a month from now, Mary and I will be headed to Florida with the show for our big Let's Go America Tour Orlando, and we'll certainly be covering the theme parks. Well, listen, come on down, Robert. You're very welcome. You know, Universal's Epic Universe is in previews and gearing up for its grand opening next month. So let's start with where you just were, a place that will soon be, and we'd enjoy hearing your thoughts on the new park coming to Orlando.
Yeah, Epic Universe, they just did their very first press preview, as you mentioned. They're doing kind of soft openings now for hotel guests and annual pass holders. That's going to open up to the public a little bit later, maybe while you guys are down there. But I did get to see it. I got to be one of the first people on the new Harry Potter ride that they've got down there. And that park is just spectacular. It's got four attractions there that I rate among the very best in the entire world. And it's just a solid lineup and just a beautiful place to be as well.
So you're high on the park.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always loved Universal Orlando. Islands of Adventure, I think, is one of the greatest parks in the world. It's won our Theme Park Insider Award as the world's best park multiple times.
Yeah.
I think this could be even better than Islands of Adventure, and that's pretty high praise.
Yeah, well, I saw something somewhere from you, I thought, this week that said it was one of your newest, new favorite as far as theme parks in the world.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the new shiny thing always is always attractive.
Yeah, it's got the wow factor.
You know, enjoy that. Mm-hmm. But I think this park has got a lot of staying power. I mean, there are a couple of attractions in here that, like I said, just absolutely wonderful that I can't imagine ever getting sick of. And I'm just looking forward to my next opportunity to get down there and ride them again.
All right. What type of impact do you expect it's going to have on visitors in terms of all the other theme parks in Orlando? Do you typically see drops, initially when a big new park opens?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, you know, having more great attractions down in Orlando helps that market. It's going to be a really competitive market for travel this year. Everybody knows that. But I think what's going to really help Disney and Universal is the big expansions that both of those companies are doing right now. So for the other companies in that market and in other markets around America, particularly in the Southeast, mm-hmm. it's going to be tough if they don't find some way to come up with some great new attractions of their own to compete with this, because I know a lot of people who are very excited about Epic. Now, obviously, there are folks who are like, I'll wait a year for everything to kind of settle down a little bit. That's
right.
Great. Test Park's going to be there for a very long time.
Right.
But a lot of people are excited about getting there, if not this year, maybe next year or the year to come after that.
So let's talk a little bit more about Disney. They are certainly, of course, a leader for a reason, and they do have a few new attractions coming, and you mentioned a little bit on the expansion. So what are some reasons to make time for Walt Disney World this year?
First new nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom in something like 30 years. Disney Dreamlight coming this summer. They haven't said exactly when yet, but big new nighttime parade. Those are always super popular, and a lot of people are excited to see what Disney's got in store. And they've also got a couple of new shows coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios, including a villain show, which is the first time that they've done that. That's going to be debuting at the end of May. I know a lot of fans are looking forward to that Villain's Land that they're building in the Magic Kingdom. We don't have a timeline on that yet, but I know that construction prep work has started kind of beyond Big Thunder there at the Magic Kingdom. So that's something that fans can have to look forward to in the next few years.
You know, there was a study that came out about a week ago or so that caught my attention as it identified Discovery Cove in Orlando as the highest rated mm-hmm. theme park in America, right? And you know, I did a little investigation, it has the Good Housekeeping Seal for Family Travel Award winner for 2025. Now, this is a sister property to SeaWorld Orlando. Here we are talking about Universal and Disney. It's all-inclusive experience. It's got unlimited mm-hmm. food and drink. And, you know, they offer things, when as I went through it, you know, like snorkeling with fish. I mean, hand feeding birds, up close animal encounters. You got winding rivers, waterfalls, white sand beaches, swimming with dolphins, and a lot more. So, you know, we're working actually to go visit that location as well next month when we're there, Robert. But any thoughts on Discovery Cove?
You know, the way I would describe that to people who are trying to wrap their heads around it is, imagine going on a cruise, but there's no boat, you don't leave the country. Because you've got that all-inclusive experience. You've got that kind of basically what you'd be doing as a port adventure, the things that you'd be doing, that type of situation. It's that very laid-back type of vibe that I find really similar to going on a Caribbean cruise. It's just like there's no boat involved. You're just at this one little nice day park in Orlando. So that helps people kind of understand what that concept is. That's
well,
the way
and
I think
what
about.
Struck me when I looked at it was because, you know, the theme parks, going to theme park, like if you go to Disney and all the parks they offer, and the Universal now, and the three locations they have, and you throw in SeaWorld or other Icon Park, you could exhaust
You're
yourself.
You're exhausted.
But in this case, here was a place to go and actually recoup a little bit and
chairs,
enjoy it.
Like photos of people on beach chairs, Interesting.
Yeah, this is the attraction here is not, you're not riding on a roller coaster, you are sitting on a chair. And you are just enjoying. People bring you drinks.
Like I said,
it's that cruise experience where you want that relaxation from the vacation.
Right.
A lot of people like me, we're adrenaline junkies. I want to go on that new Monsters ride at Epic Universe as many times as I can. But for people who just want to sit back, sit there and watch the flamingos go by and sip on a drink when you're enjoying some shade and the sunshine.
Yeah, well, I can work on my team.
I mean, I think it's nice.
For you.
Yeah, I think it's nice that they have that option there in Orlando. All right, I want to take us down to Frisco, Texas, where we were last year with the show. And that suburb of Dallas is booming with so much development. Universal is building a kids park. We saw them breaking ground on it. We saw the trucks. This week, they made a major commitment to building a new location over in the UK. So I want to have a little fun with you on this question, Robert. If you were a stockbroker, would you be bullish on Universal for their future?
Well, remember, if we're going to talk stockbroker, remember Universal is part of Comcast right now. So I know people have a lot of thoughts about the cable side of that company.
That's
true. Universal side of that, they are absolutely they're kicking it right now. They are doing amazing. They're very focused on expansion and expansion into new markets, particularly markets where Disney isn't right now. So they're going to have, you know, markets to themselves, really. They've got that new horror experience that's opening in Las Vegas in August. They've got the Universal Kids Resort that's coming to Frisco, Texas next year. Like you said, they've now made a commitment to building a new park in Bedfordshire in England. That's about an hour north of London. That's going to be open in 2031. So a lot of expansion happening in the Universal world at this point. And I, as a fan, I know I'm really excited about
it. Well, I mean,
somebody else to crunch all the numbers on that.
Yeah.
But for fans, we can't wait to see more.
I agree. I love Universal. It's my favorite.
All right, so a little over a minute left. Anything happening at a non-Orlando or non-California theme park that you want to make sure our show fans know about for this year?
Always, if you're a roller coaster fan, you got to have your eyes on Cedar Point. They're delivering again this year. They're coming out with a tilt coaster. So just imagine going on that roller coaster, and then all of a sudden the track below you tilts 90 degrees and drops you down into the rest of the ride. Siren's Curse, that's going to be opening this year at Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. And they promise Top Thrill 2 will be back this year. So for the fans who didn't get a chance to ride that iconic reimagining of Top Thrill Dragster, that'll be available this year. So that's really my top park outside of Disney and Universal that I'm looking forward to for this summer season.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we are down the 12th to the 17th, I guess, the show we will do live from Orlando on the 17th of May. Robert, you are welcome always. If you make it, let us know. But we always appreciate checking in with you for sure. And I want to give the website, folks, as always, just go to themeparkinsider.com, themeparkinsider.com. Everything you need to know about all things theme parks around the country is there. Robert and his team, they do a great job. So have a great weekend, Robert.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great time in Orlando.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Mary, Robert Niles, always enjoy having a conversation with him. And
he's great. Theme
it's too
Park
bad
Insider.
Our schedules won't line up, but themeparkinsider.com.
Themeparkinsider.com.
All right. When Mary and I return from this bottom of the hour break, we will be talking staying connected on the world's waterways. So as the music plays us out, we're going to step aside for some sponsor messages. Eight more segments to go on this April 12th broadcast, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's some sale for MyPillow. Because some big box stores didn't come through for the MyPillow folks this spring, they're passing that savings on to you with no middleman. You'll get the wholesale prices on their famous Giza Dreams and Percale bed sheets. That's 50% off. For example, the Percale king size is just $34.98, and the queen size is just $29.98. This won't last long. When they're gone, they're gone. Free shipping options are available, too. Go to MyPillow.com/carry and use code CARRY, or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
From theme parks to staying connected at sea is how we're going to navigate for the C block, and we're sponsored by fieldofgreens.com.
This is a product Robert and I both use, and the results that we're experiencing are really, truly outstanding. Busy schedules add to the challenge of eating 5 servings of fruits and veggies a day. I don't think there's a single one of us who eats healthy every single meal, and that's why doctors created Field of Greens. This is a simple addition to make part of your life. Enjoying a delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body.
You know, each fruit fruit and vegetable is medically chosen to support vital body functions like heart, liver, kidneys, metabolism, and immune system. We particularly love the extra energy that we get from it. Even when you have a cheat day, folks, you can enjoy whatever you're eating as Field of Greens is always there working for you. So here's what we want you to do. Go to fieldofgreens.com. Use code CARRY. You're going to save 20% as a show fan, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Staying connected when you travel on a cruise ship can be challenging, and if you've ever purchased a Wi-Fi or a data plan for your phone while at sea, chances are the company behind that was WMS. They're the premier global provider of wireless cruise connectivity, and their chief customer engagement officer, Brent Horwitz, joins us now to share more.
Well, I'd like to think we should have good connectivity for this call, Mary. Brent, nice to have you aboard with us today.
Yes, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to join.
I'm going to start us off this way, and I am going to start with a thank you because, you know, your company, you're the one that's connecting at least 200 cruise ships out there, including our show partner, Seabourn. And over the past year, we have broadcast this show live four times from Seabourn ships up in the North Atlantic in Isle of Man and then Kirkwall, in the Mediterranean from Palma de Mallorca, and just a month ago down in Grenada. I mentioned that to you because obviously we had seamless transmission and connectivity. I want you to talk about how you're operating these mobile networks and connectivity at sea 24/7 through the cellular at sea network.
Yeah, perfect. So thank you very much. I mean, I have to say that we're really in what I consider to be the golden age of connectivity on cruise ships. I mean, I've been in this industry for about 25 years, and I think that we're in this sort of silent revolution where we've gone from the old playbook using what's now considered to be legacy types of satellite connections, and now it's all gone toward Starlink. So Starlink basically enables us, it's a low Earth orbit satellite, you know, very low latency. So the experience is virtually indistinguishable from what you're going to find on a land-based resort. So I think, yes, it's true. I think, you know, WMS has been in business for about, 21 years now. We have relationships with, more than 400 roaming partners. And so you're able to now use your mobile phone in the same way on the ship as you are, anywhere on the planet.
So I have a question regarding Wi-Fi and data plans, because people can do both. People can just get the Wi-Fi package when they cruise. We have our own opinions on this. I'd love to hear what you recommend for travelers who want to stay connected at sea, maybe not overly connected, but certainly moderately connected, whether it's texting and emails or maybe even some private activities like banking. What do you generally recommend?
Yeah, exactly. So look, I mean, I think that you have these two technologies that really coexist together. I think the main difference really for your listeners is that if you buy a Wi-Fi package, generally you could either buy that on board or you could buy that, in advance of the cruise, and your data plan is going to get billed to your Folio account at the time that you leave the ship, whereas with a cellular plan, you're going to get charged, through your carrier at home. So I think the main difference really is that if you're going to be using heavier data types of applications, meaning if you're going to be doing streaming, if you're going to be downloading content, if you're going to be doing lots of video, then I think that the Wi-Fi really makes a lot of sense for you because, that's generally speaking an always on, unlimited type of a service. Whereas with the cellular, I think that that has a place as well. So I think that really there is if you're using, let's call it moderate types of usage. So voice, text, email, some light data, it really makes more sense, I think, to use your mobile phone. And I think that what we're really on the cusp of some better values. I think that one of the challenges that the industry has seen and one of the pain points that WMS is really trying to solve is to move away from this pay-per-use type of plans. Mm-hmm. So I think that when most people think about using your mobile phone, particularly experienced cruisers, I think they're afraid of these bill shocks. And we've all heard or seen these headlines where somebody spends whatever,
that's
multiple
a big
thousands
issue. No
of
question.
Dollars. Sorry, go ahead.
No, so it's a big issue. I would agree with you on that.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that, using that unwittingly, you can wind up spending, a massive amount of money. And so there's been this fear about these bill shocks. And I think one of the things that's happening, and WMS, I mean, we do have the good fortune of providing, about 80% of the ocean-going cruise ships on our network today. We have some strength to go back to the carriers. And one of the things that's happening now, it happened with Verizon in the last couple of weeks, and on the 16th of April, which is just, next week, AT&T is going to be, launching what they call a day pass. So the next innovation is really having Verizon and AT&T day passes, where basically today, when you land in a foreign port, you're able to use that service for about $12 per day. For an incremental $8, for a total of $20, you're able to use your mobile phone both on land as well as on board the vessel.
All right. Well, that's good information, and there's more to come on that. So we'll give the website right now to folks, wmsatsea.com. Brent, very nice connecting with you today. Thank you very much, and we hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
Same to you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brent. Take care.
All right, Mary, there goes Brent. And folks, one thing I do want to just say to you, if you don't want to incur roaming charges, then you need to turn off your mobile data and just access the Wi-Fi network. That's something very important, but good information from Brent.
All right, we're going to hand off to Bobby so he can run some sponsor messages. Rudy's going to talk travel credit cards next before Robert and I check in with Acasa for the E-Block in 10 minutes. Seven more segments are ahead this hour and next. Stay with us, everyone.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. Mother's Day,
Coming up less than a month on May 11th, don't procrastinate. Treat mom to everyday earbuds from our friends at Raycon by ordering today. These are a perfect gift whether she's hitting the gym, busy with work, or taking one of the many phone calls she habitually puts on a speaker. With a 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity, she can pair two devices at once, and she'll never ask for Bluetooth help again. They also come with active noise cancellation and start at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon earbuds are available in a variety of vibrant colors for a style that complements hers. And they also include a 30-day happiness guaranteed return policy, no questions asked. Right now, get 20% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry, or you'll find a direct link at armworldtravel.com under sponsors. Well, it pains me to say this, but I've got about 40 credit cards, not because I'm a shopaholic, but because I write and speak about them quite a bit, and the value and perks on each card fluctuates from time to time. Kathleen Phan knows this better than anyone I do, because she is actually watching credit cards full-time as Business Insider's credit card correspondent. Thought it'd be wise to check in with her. Catherine, welcome. You recently wrote a piece for businessinsider.com on the subject, and why are credit cards so different?
Yeah, so thanks for having me. I think a lot of the best credit cards out there reward you for money that you're spending anyway. So that's groceries, gas, maybe travel expenses, maybe even utilities. But it's nice to get, you know, up to 3 to 4% back on every dollar that you spend.
So you're saying that each credit card offers different variable perks, basically, and you should choose your card based on that.
That's right. So people often ask, what's the best credit card? And there's no one easy answer for that. It's going to vary based on your personal needs. So if you drive a lot, you might want to get a card that has really good earning rates on gas or easy charging. But if you're always on the go and you live in a city and don't have a card, you might want a card with really good travel protection benefits and rewards.
Let's talk about an unusual card, the BILT card that Wells Fargo puts out, called BILT, BILT card, that was maybe 2 years ago introduced. And it's for people who pay their rent. And I, for example, I rent, and if I pay my rent by check, they charge me $60 to process that check. In this case, BILT gives you a card, and you put it on the card, and they send a check to my management company, and I avoid $60 a month. That's more than $700 a year.
That's right. And not only are you saving that transaction fee, you're also earning points on it, because the BILT card earns really great rewards. You'll earn 1 point per dollar spent on rent. You're not paying that transaction fee. And it actually earns super great rewards on dining and travel as well. And you get double points on the first day of each month.
And we both made the point of saying that cards have different perks. But some cards have perks which allow you to transfer your points, or your points generally, to several airlines, several hotel groups, all kinds of things. You also like Chase Sapphire's preferred card.
That's right. I really enjoy this card. It's one I've had in my wallet for a really long time now. But it's not only great for earning great travel rewards on flights, hotels, rental cars, it also has really good travel insurance benefits. So that's the main reason I like having it, because if my flight's delayed or canceled or my bags get lost and stolen, I can file a claim for reimbursement through Chase. And if my claim's eligible, they'll reimburse me for several hundred dollars, sometimes even up to a couple thousand dollars.
And if you don't travel a lot, you don't need points for your hotels or airlines or anything, you just want cash back, Chase Freedom?
I really like the Chase Freedom. I also really like the Discover It Cashback card. So there are multiple Freedom cards. Some earn bonuses on certain categories. Some just earn flat rate cash back. So this is why I recommend people do a little research before they just get a card. If you don't mind doing a little extra work, you can earn more rewards. But if you value simplicity, just go for a good flat rate cash back card.
Catherine, I want to underline something you just said. We're talking about how different cards offer different perks. Some get cash back, some give you airlines, some give you, et cetera, et cetera. Then there are the cards that, like, every 3 months give you bonus points in different categories. You have to stay up on it, don't you? I mean, one 3 month segment, you get groceries, more money back. The next might be gas or your cable television views.
That's right. There are a couple of really well known ones. So the Discover It Cashback is a good example. The Chase Freedom Flex is another one. And I'll be honest with you, Rudy, I do this for a living and I still have to look it up pretty much every time, because those change so frequently that when I'm in the grocery store, I'm like, wait, which card do I want to use right now?
I couldn't agree more. I don't do it quite as intensely as you do, but I do pay attention to it. And I'm, you know, I suddenly find out, oh, my America's Just Platinum gives me, you know, I don't know, $60 at, twice a year at Saks Fifth Avenue. Doesn't buy much at Saks Fifth Avenue, but I can, you know, I can buy some, I don't know, moisturizer cream twice a year for free. You really do have to keep up on it, don't you?
That's right. There are some really great tools out there now, actually, that will help you do that. Some of them are free. Some of them just pay a couple dollars a month for the benefits, but I've found them to be really helpful.
Catherine Fan is the credit card correspondent with Business Insider. Catherine, we really appreciate your joining us. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
With four segments now behind us, everyone, as Mary and I jump into this e-block, we are sponsored by Colette.
If you love to travel like we do, but you don't enjoy all the travel planning, go guided with Colette. They seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences, so you get to delight in your destination without all that stress of making all those travel plans.
You know, Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Right now, with their exclusive Spring Air offer, you're going to save 50% on your travel when you book your air as well with Colette. I also want to share that you get a lot more than just your airline seat with them right now, as this offer includes private chauffeur service and in-destination transfers too. What a great deal, folks. Now, you do need to use the special code of TAKEOFF50. That's TAKEOFF50. So head over to Colette.com, book your travels today, and go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel fun with them, okay? You'll also find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Buying a second or even a third vacation home is an ambition for many. And before we wrap hour one of the show this week and get ready for hour two, we've invited Senior Director of Real Estate for Vacasa, Daned Kirkham, to join us as we thought we'd discuss a few areas across the U.S. that rank high for purchasing power and appeared in their top 25 best places to buy a vacation home report.
Daned, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you aboard with us today. So, you know, Mary and I spend some of our downtime when we travel evaluating the areas that we go to. And frankly, we spend time looking into if it would be a good place for us to buy a vacation home. So a place you rank number one, and somewhere we took this show 2 years ago for one of our big Let's Go America Tour events and live remote broadcasts, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You know, now I have a close friend who is considering moving there and a niece that's also looking to relocate down there. Talk about why it ranks so high for Vacasa.
Yeah, it's a great location. It's ranked high on our list for a number of years. We do this report every year. And I think one of the reasons that really drives that location is the return visitors. We see visitors come back there year after year after year. A lot of times, just like you said, they vacation there. They decide they want to buy a house there. So a lot of high repeat visitors going to the beach. Mm-hmm. And it's also a great drive-to destination from a lot of metropolitan areas.
So let's cross the country and go north to Alaska, where show fans are going to travel with us this August for another big Let's Go America tour. We're going to cruise the Inside Passage on this particular trip with show partner Seabourn. But in the past, we've stayed at the Alyeska Resort in Girdwood. They have a great festival there. It's a quaint wilderness town south of Anchorage. It ranks number 5 on the Vacasa list. Give us your thoughts on this one.
Yeah, this is a new one for our list. So this is one of the first times that we've seen Alaska rank up there. Also a great spot in the winter for some skiing up there.
Skiing's great there, you're right.
Definitely a growing trend of people traveling up there and staying longer and wanting these accommodations in a home.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great area. A median price of home there also is very
reasonable. Exactly.
Yes, that's great. I mean, that's a terrific thing. All right, so Tuesday is tax day, and frankly, another reason that Mary and I talk about investing in vacation homes is to find some tax relief, frankly, Daned. But, you know, as I always joke, unfortunately, there's a price to be paid for success, right? You know, looking over your background, you've been in real estate for many years now, so you've certainly experienced all kinds of markets. What's your opinion on the current vacation rental market, and maybe any general advice if someone listening right now is looking to purchase something this year?
Yeah, well, we saw a huge boom in this business going back to COVID, and this trend was growing before COVID, but certainly during the COVID years, everybody thought, hey, let's move out of the city, buy a place on the beach or in the mountains and spend time there. So that certainly had a big impact on the industry. But I think in all my experience, what we've seen is these are, you know, that has to make a good, smart investment choice for them, but these are really They're buying these places for their own personal use and enjoyment and for their families.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are 25 destinations on this list, and we're kind of focusing on a few that are in the top 10. North Carolina, big round of applause. Three areas in that state came in the top 10. So Hatteras didn't surprise me. That's a standout barrier island in the Outer Banks. But North Topsail Beach and Corolla, give us a little info on those two destinations.
Yeah, well, and those have some higher price points. I mean, that's a great area because there are mostly single-family homes. You think of families going there. You think of multiple families renting a large house on the water there. But they also, because of that, tend to have the higher price points. So they don't tend to rank as high just when we calculate the cap return on those homes.
So the trend we're seeing here is a lot of beach, a lot of coastal areas. And is there a destination on the list that kind of surprised you? You mentioned Girdwood was first on your list, but is there something that kind of stood out on that list that surprised you?
Not really. I mean, they change from year to year, but for the most part, they tend to stay the same. Alaska was the one that was the kind of the newest entry. I guess one of the trends that we're seeing are maybe some of these places that are close to some of these well-known places, but are, you know, maybe not as well-known. So maybe just a little bit more out of the way. You get a lower price point there. So we start to see some more of those pop up.
If you right now had a place in the country where you could put some money down to buy a vacation home, whether it's from the information you see on your top 25 places or just, you know, from your experience in the business, where would it be?
Well, I'm a mountain guy, so I would have to pick a place in the mountains.
Well, I respect that.
So I'm in Vail, Colorado, but I love all the Rocky Mountains. So that would be a tough one for me to answer.
Well, you're out there. Listen, Vail, the whole area, the Breckenridge, Aspen, even down Colorado Springs, we've got an affiliate. That's a beautiful area too. So Colorado in general, a great location. You're not going to go wrong there
location.
For sure. Well, Dined, we really appreciate a little bit of your time this morning. So we thank you very much for that. I do want to let everybody know that they can find the full report of all top 25 places to buy a vacation home and other information on vacation properties at vacasa.com. That's the website. Enjoy the weekend, Dined.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dined. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, Mary. Well, there goes Dined. And I think anytime you can make your vacation your home and combine it, it's not a bad thing. So on that note, folks, we have reached the end of Hour 1 this week. Hour 2 is going to begin in about 7 minutes as we'll connect with AAA to start that off. There's actually so much more still to come. So keep those radios locked in. We'll be back with you after this top of the hour break. By the way, you can also stay connected with us anytime on Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. And don't forget, you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.